Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii, from Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. You can join us Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii on 99.5 FM, The Word, and also in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. Go to www.995theword.com and www.grace911.com on your smartphone to download our mobile app. I'd like to introduce our featured pastor this evening, Pastor James Eric Williams from Life More Abundantly Island Church. Pastor.
Hello. Hi.
Good to have you back in the studio. It's been a while and you've been traveling, but always a blessing to have you on Freedom Friday.
Amen. Glad to be here.
Good to have you. And my co-host and my bride and my wingless angel, Sister Lynn.
I'm so excited. It's Freedom Friday. Hallelujah.
Oh, it's all good. Pastor, once again, so good to have you, sir.
Amen. Honored to be here on this Freedom Friday.
Amen.
Good evening, listeners. Free Inside sends the Lord's peace beyond all understanding to all men and women incarcerated. We ask our Heavenly Father to bless our Hawaii facilities and dedicated ACOs at FDC, Halawa, Lamaka, OCCC, Wa'ava, CCCC, and the 1600 Hawaii men in Saguaro Prison, Arizona. We also pray for other prisons in Arizona, Eloy Detention Center, La Palma, Red Rock, and Florence, where we know the inmates listen to our radio station. Mahalo for tuning in.
Amen. Mahalo, Pastor. You don't have to be locked up to be locked down. And Free Inside thanks you wherever you are tuning in this evening, looking for a word of encouragement. We love sharing about Jesus. And as Rev Boo says, it is like sitting around at home in your garage, just talking story about our Lord and Savior. We thank Jesus for making a way for the Free Inside program on 99.5 FM, The Word, to go forth on the airways, and grateful for the sponsorship of the Eastman Foundation.
And we also send a shout out to the Fishers of Men congregation out there in Nanakuli for continuing to sponsor our Free Inside radio program on Grace 91.1 FM in Arizona for our Hawaii brothers in Saguaro. But God's thoughts are much higher than our thoughts, and we know the Lord is reaching thousands in a community of tens of thousands that are incarcerated.
God bless Pastors James Bird and Lucy Mahilona for their vision to reach the lost.
If this program has touched you or you need a word of encouragement, please give us a call at 808-222-2822, and our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. For our brothers and sisters on the inside or even on the outside, our address is P.O. Box 89253. That's Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. Oh, it's Freedom Friday.
Oh, you know what that means.
As Pastor Bird say, hallelujah.
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 Praise Jesus.
Well, you know, our God is awesome, Pastor Williams.
Yes, he is. My God.
I know you've got a powerful message for us tonight, but you know, it is the Christmas season.
Yes.
And we'd like to share this with our brothers and sisters that are listening tonight. Oh, come all ye faithful.
Amen.
Come and behold
Oh, come, all ye faithful.
You know what?
Sing it, Pastor. You know what? The wonderful thing is, even those that aren't too faithful can still come at the time of Christmas. Hallelujah. We open up the doors to anybody and everybody Hallelujah. Tonight listening. Hallelujah.
Oh, that is awesome.
Pastor, praise so good Lord. To see you in the house. Friday, Freedom Friday. Got a great weekend coming up. Hallelujah.
Freedom Friday. Praise the Lord. You can handle the truth.
Amen.
Pastor Bula, that would be a thought or a theme or a title as we minister to the people on this Freedom Friday.
Hallelujah.
You can handle the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Bula, in my meditation, and we need the truth.
Yes, sir.
And I know that's, you know, that sound, yeah, we need the truth. But, you know, I pulled that from an old movie, A Few Good Men. And everybody know Jack Nicholson was sitting
yes,
in the courtroom.
Right,
and really,
Cruise, yeah.
he said, you can't handle
the truth.
And Pastor Bula, what happens is the devil has put that thought out there that we really can't handle the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only the truth that will make us free.
That's right.
In John chapter 8, I love the word of God. Jesus is speaking to a group of Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And in verse 30, Pastor Bula, it says, and he spake these words, many believed on him.
Hallelujah.
And then in verse 31, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. Pastor Bula, let's establish something. He was talking to a group of people, a multitude.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
But then after he talked to the multitude, he said, then he spake to the Jews which believed on him.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Bula, this is what it means. God talks to everybody.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't matter where you at. God talks to the incarcerated.
That's right.
I don't know who came up with that. God has to talk to all of us. And he talks to all of us, but then he gets personal with those who want to listen.
Exactly.
So Pastor Bula, it says, he said, then to the Jews which believed on him. Meaning when God speaks, he's looking for people that believe him.
That's Hallelujah. Right.
And so I want to encourage my brothers, Pastor Bula,
yes,
mainly the ones that are incarcerated, that God can talk to you even while you're incarcerated.
That's
don't,
true.
Don't let the enemy fool you Amen. And think because you have done something, God don't speak to you.
Hallelujah.
No, all of us all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the key becomes God is speaking, but will we believe and listen to what he's saying?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you know, you've said it before, Pastor, and I'll just reiterate it once again. You can be here, H-E-R-E, but we need you to be here, H-E-A-R.
That's good. That's good.
You know, because you can be a lot of places, but if you're not paying attention, you're not going to get what's coming down the pipe.
Wow.
So you can be here, but we need you tonight to be here, H-E-A-R.
Yes, be here.
H-E-A-R. Thank you for bringing that back up, Pastor Bula. You put a nugget in my bag that you can. And what we want to do, we want to be able to hear. And I believe in this text, Jesus sets a powerful precedence mm-hmm. for all of us, Pastor Bula.
Hallelujah.
It says, he said, then to those Jews which believe on him. And this is what he said, if you continue in my word.
Mm-hmm.
And Pastor Bula, we know continue. I remember growing up, Pastor Bula, we used to watch the movie, and right when it get good at the end, it'll go off. But then they'll put some on that really make me smile.
Yeah.
It'll say to be continued.
To be continued.
And
That's
what
right.
God saying is, it doesn't matter where your story at right
mm-hmm.
now. If you still got breath in your body, your story is not over.
That's right.
So
that's
to
right.
me, you just continue to
that's
be
right.
continued. And so he said to those Jews which believed on him, first, I want to know that you believe on me and
that's
I can
right.
speak more to you. That's
mm-hmm.
what he's saying. People want God to speak to them, but he said, do you believe?
Hallelujah.
And so he says, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, not beforehand.
Amen.
And so we can believe on Jesus, but he want to move us from just believing to discipleship.
Mm-hmm.
That's discipline follows of him.
Oh,
and we'll see later why that's important, because he said in these last days, many going to turn away from the truth.
That's right.
And that's why we want to establish you can handle the truth.
Amen.
It's the truth that the Bible says speak the truth in love.
Hallelujah.
And what it means is when you love somebody, you'll speak the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I heard a message, I think this week, from Pastor Bird, and he was pouring his heart out, Pastor Bula,
yes, sir.
Talking about it may be hard, it may feel,
mm-hmm.
but Pastor Bula, it's the truth.
It's the
yes.
truth.
What we
Hallelujah.
Need in these last days, in these end times, we need to tell people the truth.
That's
we
right.
don't want to see nobody go to a burning
no.
hell because
Amen.
We're tickling
Amen,
their ears
Pastor.
And telling them, no, we're
That's
not
right.
trying to get smoke screens.
No.
We're not trying to get people to come to our church
yeah, right.
just to tell them something that's a lie.
No.
That Satan is the father of all lies. People need to hear the truth.
Well, you know, that's something that's so true today. Is someone told me once, I'd rather hurt you with the truth than love you with a lie. Because the
yes.
truth will set you free. You know, and Pastor, that's I believe when you're talking about we can handle the truth, I believe that we can handle the truth Because when we're created in truth.
That's right.
We're not created. We are born into sin, but we're created in truth.
Yes, sir.
But born into sin. So I believe everyone can handle the truth, but that comes down to a choice, Pastor.
That's good. And Pastor Bula, you just said something to move me to my next point, because Pastor Bula, you know, we like to be simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now's not time. I'm not saying get deep and lose people. It's just the truth. And that's what Jesus is talking to a group of people. He said, and this truth shall make you free.
Hallelujah.
It's one thing to be set free. It's another thing to be made free.
Hallelujah.
Let me give you an example.
Yes,
if the Wharton or somebody would come, I've been seeing Obama pardon a lot of people.
Yes, sir.
I've been seeing that. So God brought me back to that. Pastor Bula, someone can walk to the jail cell and open up the doors and say, you're free to go.
Uh-huh.
That means they can set you free.
Set you free.
But you still cannot be made free.
Oh, right.
That's why
right.
Jesus said, people can set you free, but I'm the only one that can make you free.
Ooh, I like that.
Because you can open up the physical bars,
that's
but
right.
God want to break down and open up the spiritual bars.
You don't have to
and
be
so, my
up.
Brothers and my sisters, people that are listening, you can be free in the physical, but God wants you free in the spiritual.
Amen.
And the way we do that, Pastor Bula, he says it, if you continue in my word. Now, let me establish something, because a lot of times, Pastor Bula, we start off on fire for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the first sign of trouble, some reason we forget about who he is.
That's right.
Now I understand why the scripture says he's a very present help in trouble. Why he's telling us it's going to be trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying I'm a very present help. Now, who is a very present help? The Lord, who is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus is the word personified.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with me, because in John 14:6, he says, I am the way, the truth. So he is the truth. He is the word and the truth personified. So Jesus said, even in your trouble, I want you to continue in me because I can make a way that where there is no way. And it's a song that they say, trouble don't last always.
Hallelujah.
My.
So many times, and it goes back to our default system. It's not my fault or your fault. It's the default system that we have.
Yes, sir.
And for those that have had a history of challenges in their life, sometimes they don't know any better. And so, and we always talk about the definition of insanity is doing the same
thing
over and over again. And you're going to change. You cannot. That doesn't even happen. So we have to know, if you want drastic results, you need drastic changes.
Yes, Lord.
So if you think you're going to live a life that's not filled with drug addiction, alcoholism, abusive relationships, unforgiveness, then to get that drastic result, you need a drastic change. I think Jesus can help them out, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Bula, I think they did a survey. I don't have the numbers and things with me. But really, in all reality, what I found out, Pastor Bula, it's not hard for people to start something.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for people to continue
That's
something.
Right.
That's right.
A whole lot of people have started.
New Year's
and
resolution.
Pastor Bula, I believe, honestly, Pastor Bula, I believe it's because sometimes when we start some, it may seem like it's a failure.
Mm-hmm.
It's not working.
That's right.
But what he's saying, continue.
Yes,
and so when you start in his word, what he's saying, don't stop, because it's the word that's where you find truth at.
Hallelujah.
And what Jesus wants us to know is it's going to be many things that come against the truth.
Amen.
And so if you don't continue in the truth, you'll believe what everybody else is saying and you won't know what he has already said.
Let me say that again.
If you don't continue in truth, if you don't know the word of God for yourself, it's easy for charlatans, false prophets, people to come and tell you something opposite of the truth.
Pastor.
That's why he said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples. You're disciplined followers of me. And now you know my sheep know my voice, and a stranger or another they will not follow. And so it doesn't matter where you at, it's you following the word of God. And when you follow the word of God, what he's saying, you're going to know truth. So now when a lie stick his head up, truth is going to stand up in you. Let me say that again. When a lie stick his head up, truth is going to stand up in you. And you're going to say, I know that's not according to the word of God.
Amen.
And you'll be able to watch this now, stand on that truth, and you won't fall on that lie. Oh, my God.
You'll be able to stand on that truth.
And you won't fall on that lie.
Hallelujah. You know, and the wonderful thing about that is there's so many people out there today that a little knowledge is a scary thing. And just
like Satan himself
did, they can twist it. But you've got to be based in the word. And, you know, just like how you preach at church, Pastor, everything is backed up by scripture. If you can't back it up, then you better back up. You know, and that's how we teach everyone at church. And we keep it very simple. We research and we use the Bible, which has been around for 2,000 years. It's here today. It's probably going to be here 2,000 years from now.
Yes, sir.
But if you can't back it up, then you better back up.
Oh, hey, it's Freedom
Remember
Friday.
That's right.
It's Freedom Friday. That's Y'all, right. Excuse me, but I'm excited that I'm free. Lord. Because at one time I was in bondage.
That's right.
And so the word will set you free. It's some things I didn't know. That's right. Why the Bible says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. That knowledge that he's talking about is not book knowledge, not worldly knowledge. He's talking about the knowledge of who he is. Mm-hmm. And so he tells these Jews, if you just would continue, you will know the truth. And that truth that you know is what makes you free. Mm. God don't want us ignorant when it comes to his word.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The word is so simple to understand. Don't let the enemy fool you. And a lot of people say, well, ETH is on a end of a lot of word. God said, let me raise somebody up to write the Message Bible.
Right.
Let me
Amen.
Raise somebody up to write the NIV.
Hallelujah.
My brothers that's incarcerated, we love y'all so much.
Right.
I can't wait to see you all.
Amen.
And it's just, we pray for you all. I mean this. We cry with you all. We love you all so much. We do what we do not for fame. Mm-hmm. God didn't call us to be famous. He called us to be faithful.
Amen.
And we really care
yes,
about
Pastor.
You all. We care. And what we want to do is give y'all the truth.
Hallelujah.
Don't let the enemy tell y'all
that's
you've
right.
done something wrong. Mm-hmm. You may be serving a life sentence,
that's
but
right,
let me give
right.
you some truth for a minute. The thief on the cross didn't get it right
Ooh,
either.
That's right.
And he was on his way to a burning hell. Mm. That
yes,
was it
was.
For him. The Bible don't say he came down off the cross. And so his cross may be your incarceration.
That's right.
You may be behind bars for life, but he changed his location.
Mm-hmm.
He changed. Why? Because he got the truth.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Lord, if it be your will, Lord, remember me when you go into your kingdom. And the truth spoke. And he said, today you shall be with me in paradise. You may not never see the other side again, but I tell you what, you're going to see the side that
Hallelujah.
Jesus is going to bring you on. My goodness.
Well, you know, the wonderful thing about that, Pastor, is you talked about the one criminal, the one thief that was on the cross.
Yes, sir.
That was worried about his foundation, and the other one was worried about his location. He just wanted
That's
to
good.
Get down.
That's, he just wanted to
he
get
just
down.
Wanted to get down.
Yes, sir. And Pastor Bula, let's be honest. And then Pastor Bula, I believe it's something as a false truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know how people say, Lord, if you get me out of this.
Yeah, exactly.
And as soon as Pastor Bula, God gets him out of that, it's amazing, he said, if you continue.
That's right.
Pastor Bula, I believe what God is saying, okay, let me use an example. I'm incarcerated. Pastor Bula, Free Inside Ministry, it's one of the best, I mean, awesome. And I'm not saying that because I'm a part of it. I know you guys. I know the pastors. Y'all truly love.
Hallelujah.
You truly pour out. You use your time, talents, gift, possession, and money to see others
Amen.
Come into
Hallelujah.
The kingdom. And Pastor Hallelujah. Bula, what I'm saying, if we pour out like that,
mm-hmm.
if we do that, don't say, man, when I get out, I want to change. Don't have that feeling. It's got to be a willing. Let me say
Ooh.
That again.
Ooh,
don't make Jesus just a feeling. You
that's
got
right.
to be willing. That's why
Hallelujah.
He said you be willing and obedient. And so what I'm trying to say is you have to continue.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say, I'm going to do this, when, and especially you brothers that are close to getting out.
That's right.
Don't be on fire behind the bars and then when you get out. No. He said if you continue. That's why I love the brothers that I have met that continue to get out and serve and
that's
come
right.
back. And it's just phenomenal. Just continue in his word and watch what God do in your life.
Hallelujah.
My.
You know, it's funny when you're talking about it's always easy to be on fire behind the bars. But when you get out, try and be on fire in the bars.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
That's good.
You know, because you're going to find yourself in situations where they're going to challenge you. Are you
yes.
going to still
Hallelujah.
Stand up for righteousness? Are you still going to be raising your hands and praising him like you
Amen.
Did when
Amen.
I visited
that's
you
good.
In Arizona?
Yeah.
Or are you
yeah.
going to say, oh, that was then, this is now? You know, that's a problem. We get too many guys that come out and they forget who they are. They forget whose they are. And then you fall to the schemes and schisms of the devil himself.
My goodness.
I'm telling you, if you're going to stand up for Jesus behind bars, stand up for Jesus in some bars when you get out. And
My
you're going
God.
To let the Lord bless you.
Well, Pastor Bula, that's it. You can handle the truth. Pastor Bull, I believe a lot of people, they get embarrassed about Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes,
Pastor, it's true. You ever been growing up and Ooh. You've been with somebody and you feel embarrassed?
Yes.
You know, it's like the kid. I remember my son used to say, Dad, you're embarrassing me. I was at his school and he was trying to hang with his friend. He said, see, and we don't want, Jesus can never embarrass us.
Hallelujah.
Right. You see, sometimes behind closed doors, it's easy to confess
right.
who he is.
That's right.
But Jesus had a solution for that because he knew many would do it.
That's
he
right.
said, if you can't confess me before men, then I can't confess you before my God. So we have to continue. When we get out and we begin to serve back in our community, and watch this, you may be saying, well, Pastor, I'm not getting out. Well, serve him with your whole heart while you're in. Release truth.
There.
It may be a warden that don't know Jesus. It may be a security guard that don't know Jesus. But because you're walking in truth, you're able to spread that truth throughout. Because the Bible says Satan is the father of all lies. And he'll tell you what you've done is no hope. But friend, that's why Jesus has already died. He is the truth. He's already said, whoever confessed me before men, who if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, it's no sin outside of the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
It's no sin that he won't forgive you for. And that's truth right there. That's not telling you some fairy tale. That's not no Harry Potter stuff.
You
can't find
Jesus.
This on TV. Our Lord and Savior came and died for us, and that's truth. And the reason that pill is so hard for people to swallow, because they can't believe one man loved us so much, even in our sin, that he died for us. And he said, all you got to do is receive me, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. That's truth. And you can handle this truth on this Freedom Friday. If you receive what Pastor Bull and I has ministered through the Holy Ghost, that truth is true. God loves you. And he said many are going to turn away from the truth. That's why we crying out through the airways. He said many, not a few. He said many is going to turn away from the truth. People are not going to want to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way.
Right.
He's not the author of confusion. It's not five ways.
That's not six ways. Right.
It's not like five curtains and he give you a choice to pick what curtain you're going to go in. No, Jesus Christ is the only way. Don't that so simple? Jesus, I'm not going to make it complicated.
That's right.
It's one way to the Father.
That's right.
And that's Jesus Christ. Pastor Bull, I believe that's truth.
Hallelujah. You know, you brought up a great thing. You know, Jesus is not the deal maker. Jesus is the deal breaker. Jesus is not the odds maker. Jesus is the odds breaker.
Hallelujah.
He's the chain breaker. He's everything you need. He's the pain taker. He's going to do it all. But you see, the devil wants you to understand that, well, it can't be that easy. I just say, yes, forgive me of my sins, and you're my Lord. It can't be that easy. For all the stuff that I, it can't be that easy.
Wow.
Let me tell you, there's a guy in the Bible. His name was Saul.
Yes,
the worst
sir,
mass murderer in the history of mankind. No matter what you have done or
that's
do,
right.
could never equal to what this guy's done. He had a conversion on the road to Damascus, and he wrote 2/3 of the New Testament.
That's truth, Lady
God,
Lynette.
That's truth.
That's true.
If God can use Saul, I'm standing on the word of God that
Amen.
He can use whoever's listening
Praise
to us
Jesus.
Tonight.
Pastor Buller, you just shocked the world because some people think they've done some stuff.
That's right.
That's right.
That God can't use
yes,
you.
God's a
See, that's a lie
God.
From the devil.
That's right.
Pastor Bull, if we had time, we can walk from Genesis to Revelation.
That's right, sir.
A Amen. Woman, a prostitute by the name
Ooh,
of Rahab.
Rahab.
I'm talking about murderers and adulterers. And that's we're not highlighting none of that. You know, we're not condoning sin, but what we're saying, the truth is, the matter is, Jesus will forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Bull, in Jesus. Psalms 119:105, as we wind down, when he said, if you continue in my word.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Bull, I want to drop a prayer revelation okay. someone would get that, listen to me. He says, the word is a lamp unto my feet
yes,
and a light unto my path.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now I see why he stressed continuing in his word. Why? The first part of the text says, it's a lamp unto my feet.
Yes.
Meaning I know where I'm at.
Praise
but then
God.
It's also a light unto my path.
Hallelujah.
I know where he's taking me or where I'm going.
Hallelujah.
And I can never stumble when I follow the word of
Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
My God, I can
Thank
never
you,
stumble
Jesus.
When I follow the word of God.
Well, it's like those little kids, you know, when they've got the little lights on the flashing on their shoes. We've already got those. God already
Amen.
Invented those.
Wow, that's
but
good.
But you see, we're too busy looking at the world that we can't see the light that God has placed on our feet already.
That's good,
But
sir.
You know, a lot of times when people will see that light, when things are down and they're down, they'll look down, they'll see the light and say, thank you, Jesus, you
Amen.
Remembered me.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Bulla, it's, you know, a plane would come in at night, and if they don't see the runway, they would crash.
Yes. That's right.
And what God does, even in our darkest hour, oh my God,
there
I feel
go.
It. Even in our darkest hour, God said, when you follow his word, he lights your path.
Amen. Oh,
hallelujah.
You
hallelujah.
Won't crash. You won't fall
Thank
if you follow
Jesus.
The word of God. It doesn't matter how dark it look. A plane, they can't come in unless the runway is lighted
That's
up
right.
and the right lighting is
Amen,
there.
Amen.
But with the right lighting, that plane could come in the darkest and still land.
Hallelujah.
You're going to land. because you can handle the truth.
Praise
Let
Jesus.
Us pray.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Eternal Father, we are forever grateful.
Yes, Lord.
My brothers and my sisters, you can handle the truth.
Yes, you can.
I pray you receive this truth on this Freedom Friday.
Yes, Father.
And let God take you. You that have stopped, it's time to get back in this road called life.
Yes, Lord.
Get fueled up. Get renewed. Get back in His word. And get back on this road. It
Hallelujah.
Doesn't matter where you at. Pastor Bula said it. It's not location, it's foundation.
Hallelujah.
And that foundation is the word of God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it now. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hey, you guys have a great weekend. Monday, we got Pastor Quan back. And remember, it's not about capability. It's all about availability. Because Jesus doesn't call the qualified.
Wow.
He qualifies the called.
Hallelujah.
So whose voice are you listening to?
Mine.
Hey, we could keep going for another hour, but we've got to go. So, ahooey-ho.
Ahooey-ho.
Oh, man.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.